Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you an absolutely brilliant strategy from one of my favorite companies in the world, Tesla, and what it means for us as entrepreneurs when it comes to picking our business model. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. All right, so as we dive into today's episode, I want you to know that you do not just have to listen to these types of entrepreneurial conversations. You can actually join the conversation, surround yourself with fellow entrepreneurs, and come hang out with yours truly twice a week, live on Zoom. It's completely free for Entrepreneur Coffee Hour and Entrepreneur Cocktail Hour. They take place over Zoom each and every week. I host these. I'd love to see you there. To find your tribe and surround yourself with uplifting entrepreneurs who are just having real conversations like what we're gonna dive into today. Go straight to imetbrian.com/coffee. That's imetbrian.com/coffee. Let's get into today's episode. Now, right as I was about to hit record for today's episode, something awesome happened. Something that I freaking love. It's something that I get to celebrate so frequently these days, and that is an order coming through. I love when orders come through in any and all of my businesses because it means that I get to serve and positively impact somebody. So right before I hit record, literally right before, I saw a new order come through for the supplements that I sell as part of my online fitness company that I own with my good friend and also someone and business partner, obviously, and also someone who's been here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, Mark Zimmerman. So I always love seeing these orders come through, but it was a reminder and very timely, especially having to do with today's episode, because too many entrepreneurs, they see businesses operating like that. They see that so-called, I hate this term, I'm doing it in air quotes as I'm recording it, but that so-called passive income. And trust me, I'm going to do an episode in the very near future about the myth of passive income and why I think it is something we shouldn't be chasing as entrepreneurs. But today kind of dives into that topic because I do want to talk about where I think every single entrepreneur should start. And we are going to use a real life business lesson and case study from Tesla. Obviously, I adore Tesla. I've had my Tesla Model S for, gosh, I think 2.5 years now. It's actually the longest I've had a car. I'm usually one who gets bored with a car really quickly and I say, let me sell it and buy another one. And so I've been fortunate that for the past few years, I've always had my dream car. And when I bought my Tesla, that was like the ultimate dream car. So I'm a huge fan of Tesla. I'm a huge fan of what Elon Musk does. And I do want to give a shout out because hopefully today you really think to yourself, wow, that looking at Tesla through the lens of this case study for this strategy is absolutely brilliant. And I want to say that this was actually pointed out to me from my good friend and fellow entrepreneur, again, a former Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast guest, Mitko Karshovsky. So Mitko is the CEO of a company called Parable. Parable specializes in doing case studies just like what we're going to talk about today. He interviews real life entrepreneurs, gets their real life numbers, their real life costs, their real life profit margins, what tools they're using, how much their overhead is, literally everything. And Mitko did a presentation inside the Launch Coalition last month talking about what he calls the business ladder. I always view it through the lens, Mitko and I go back and forth on this, I always view it through the lens of, I call it the offer ascension model, because it's really what it is. And Mitko is just dropping knowledge bombs inside the Launch Coalition where he pointed out, hey, if you're just starting out as an entrepreneur, if you've not made your first six figures as an entrepreneur just yet, don't try to systematize or productize a business. Don't think about having some sort of app or something fancy like that. And the reason is because, well, there's a lot of reasons, quite frankly. One, you don't have the experience within that industry. You haven't worked close enough with people to see their real life needs. You're operating from a place of guesses and assumptions and really hopes. And two, you may not have the resources just yet to develop that thing. So it really is a pie in the sky to get there. And three, and I think this is one of the most important elements of this, is that you don't have the audience just yet. So Let me give an example of the supplement sale that literally just came in. I'm actually going to open the receipt while I'm recording this. So this order was for $60. Now, that's awesome, right? I made $60 without doing anything. Someone went to my website, placed an order for supplements, boom, $60. Now, I remember way back in my early 20s, I had calculated, I'll never forget this, because it's such a breakthrough moment for me. I calculated and realized if I could just make $100 a day, that's $3,000 a month. That's pretty good. This is when I was running my soccer blog and I was just a kid in college. That was really my goal, $100 a day. And now look at this. I can make $60 in one order that just came in without me doing a single thing. So that's pretty awesome, right? Well, the reality is this. So on a $60 order, my profit margin on that is going to be around $30. Now, obviously, I have a business partner, but we're just going to, for all intents and purposes, talk about that big whole number. So $30 profit. If I want to make $100,000 off of, let's just say, $30 orders, I need to get 3,300 orders this year. 3,300 orders this year where I make $30 to make $100,000 in revenue. Now, if you assume, which this is pretty safe assumption, if you assume that I can convert 1% of a given audience, well, then I need an audience of 333,000 people to get 3,300 sales. That's at a 1% conversion rate. Now, let's be really kind to me and say, Brian, you are a great marketer. You are a great copywriter. Let's say I can get it to convert at 5%. Well, what audience size do I need to make $100,000 at a $30 profit margin per order? I'm trying to do this reverse math, but I promise you I'm going to get these numbers right. So to make $100,000 at $30 per order, assuming, so I need 3,300 sales, assuming a 5% close rate, I need 67,000 people in my audience. 67,000 people on my email list or coming to my website that I can convert at 5%. That is an incredible close rate, by the way. I need 67,000. So very clearly, this is a volume-based business. 67,000 people in my audience. However, when Mark and I launched our business, what a lot of people don't realize is we launched with a $197 product. And the reason why we did that is, one, it's a significant amount of price that we know if people are buying our online fitness program for $197, they're probably somewhat serious about using it. But most importantly, from a business model perspective, that is a viable price point. I'd say that and anything up, that is a viable price point to growing a six-figure business. Because we're starting from scratch. And Mark and I asked ourselves the question very intentionally, hey, can we go get 500 orders this year? Because $200 times 500 customers is six figures in revenue. So you see how much of a difference that margin and that price point gets us. So what the heck does all of this stuff have to do with Tesla? Well, here's the thing. Elon Musk, his goal is for everybody to drive a Tesla. Of course, that's what he would love. And as a Tesla customer, I don't blame him. I think that it's an incredible product. I think it does a lot of good in a lot of different ways. I'd love to see everybody drive a Tesla. But Elon Musk, and obviously, if you want everybody to drive a Tesla, that Tesla needs to be super affordable. So the point that Mitko brought up in his presentation inside the coalition is he said, look, when Tesla set out on that mission, they didn't launch an affordable car because they didn't have the means, they didn't have the resources, and they certainly didn't have the audience or the reputation to do that, to get that sort of market penetration. So Elon Musk very intentionally made it clear, we are going to launch a very high-end luxury car, the Model S, which costs $100,000 and more. That is the entry point to buying a Model S. And a lot of people pointed at that and said, shh, what do you think you're doing? You think you're going to change the world with $100,000 electric cars? Nobody's going to buy them. And if they do, only a few people can afford it. You're not going to change the landscape of car manufacturing. And Elon Musk very intentionally said, I understand that the Model S is our gateway vehicle, literally, to getting more resources, to getting an audience, to getting the hang of what the heck it is that we're doing and what we're building. And then we're going to use those resources from this high-end exclusive model to build more affordable cars. And here we are years later, and the Model 3 is one of the best-selling sedans in the world, at least in the United States, and I know very much in Europe. As also a Tesla investor, I keep a keen eye on how Tesla is performing financially, and the Model 3 and Model Y, which are the two most affordable versions, the two most affordable models that Tesla sells, they are crushing in their respective categories. Why? Because the Model 3 costs just $35,000. How did they get there? Elon Musk sold a very overpriced, a very expensive luxury car, made millions and millions and millions of dollars through that, perfected the manufacturing process and turned around and used economies of scale to more penetrate and more service the remaining segments of the market. Now, what does this have to do with us as entrepreneurs? Too many entrepreneurs. The reason why I started this episode with the supplement order story and with those real life numbers is because so many newer entrepreneurs that I talk to, they want to start by selling an online course, or they want to like a $47 online course. So they want to start by selling an ebook or a guide or something like that. Well, these products are very inexpensive. And so for me, just having been in the game as long as I have, the first thing that I think of is you can't afford to play the volume game when you're just starting out. If you do not have a business that is rocking and rolling at six figures, you don't have the resources, the market penetration, the reputation, or the audience to play the volume game. I just walked you through that. If I wanted to make $100,000 on supplement sales that on average profit me $30 at a 5% conversion rate, I need an audience of 67,000 people to convert enough just to make $100,000. That is crazy. That is what the volume business looks like. Now, if you've got resources, go for it. But my point in today's episode, the real strategy I want you to take away from this is play that smaller volume game, higher ticket game, so you can more intimately serve your first batch of customers. You can more intimately, because higher price gets them more access to you. You don't need to have a course about, you know, whatever your area of expertise is. Let's say the course is on, I don't know, I'm thinking of all examples that are near and dear to my industries. I'm trying to go outside of my industries. Let's say you're great at knitting. Okay, here we go. Now we're going outside my area of expertise. Let's say you're great at knitting. It's very tempting because we hear about so many people who launch online courses and have six-figure launches. It's very tempting to want to do that. But again, I remind you, how many sales is it going to take to make $100,000, to make a real dent in your fortunes and in your success and in your business's growth trajectory? It's going to take a lot of sales. Chances are you don't have that in you. So what I'm saying is that if you're really great at knitting, start a group program. Help people individually. When you do that, you can charge more than what that course would be. And in servicing those people and serving those people, you'll get to know what they need help with. You'll get to know common mistakes that people make. You'll get to know what about your teaching style doesn't resonate with them. You will become better by servicing fewer people and charging more. And when you charge more, you'll also better help them because you'll be more intimately serving them. You can't work with everybody one-on-one for $30, but you can work with everybody one-on-one for $200, $300, $400, whatever it may be. Mark and I, in our online fitness company, Effect, we've become very intentional about still balancing out playing the volume game versus the intimacy game, which is why, for example, right now, we've got an offer that's $2,000. We have higher ticket, higher touch coaching packages if people want to get customized nutrition plans, customized workout plans. We offer those things. Because we know that leveraging the smaller volume game, higher ticket game is what enables us to one day see that number of 67,000 people for supplement sales and say, gosh, good thing we've got 150,000 on our email list. We don't, by the way, but that's what we're working towards. That's the point that I really want to illustrate here in today's episode. So if you are viewing your business through the lens of how can I make this scalable? How can I productize my business or systematize my business in a way that allows me to reach the masses? The strategy I'm sharing with you today is to think the opposite. How can I not reach the masses and set myself up to get the experience, the resources, the reputation, the ability, and the audience to then in the future have offers that can service the masses? Because if you are doing this backwards, then chances are you're going to fall flat on your face and never get to reach as many people as you want to reach. You really got to start with the intimacy game. Whatever it is that your business is, start with those higher touch, higher priced products or services. Get real intimate with your people and use that to build resources to reach the masses. Hopefully, this episode hits home. Hopefully, it really reshapes the way that you're viewing your offers and viewing your business model out of the gates, or even if you're still less than six figures, let this strategy guide you. Embrace it. It's going to give you those resources that you need. Because again, that volume game, really hard to play when you don't have the resources. Really hard to play when you don't have the high touch intimacy experience. Really hard to play when you don't have the audience. So it's a great business lesson from Tesla. Kudos to my buddy Mitko Karshovsky, CEO of Parable, for sharing this with me and really illustrating it. Obviously, it's something that I've seen and I really admire about Tesla, but to see Mitko use it practically for us as everyday entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, really love the way he spelled that out. So that's it from today's episode. At this point, I know at the beginning of this episode, you heard me talk about Entrepreneur Coffee Hour and Entrepreneur Cocktail Hour. Those are two Zoom things every single week hosted by me. Come meet me. Come hang out with me. You've heard me invite you to email me for how long on this show? I'm taking it a step further. If you're showing up for you, I want to show up for you. Come to our coffee and cocktail hours. It's free. It's on Zoom. It's like super casual. I think it's going to be super fun. So definitely show up. Just go straight to imetbrian.com/coffee. That's imetbrian.com/coffee. And make sure you pound that subscribe button, because I'm going to tell you something at the end of today's episode. This Friday, we've got a really special episode coming up. And also next Friday, we've got two Fridays in a row. Actually, I think we have three Fridays in a row. Now that I really know the editorial calendar, we've got three Fridays in a row of incredible guests and conversations that are going to be aired on this show. So make sure you're subscribed, because as you know, at this point, new episodes 3 days a week, Mindset and Motivation Mondays, Strategy Wednesdays, and some really incredible Featured Friday episodes coming up. I'd love for you to subscribe. If you've never left a rating and review, you have no idea how much that helps us podcasters. So that would mean the world to me. I'll read a few of them on the air in upcoming episodes next week. Otherwise, I'll see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.